All right, guys, welcome to another Cyclone Fanatic podcast. Here today, a little special edition as Jared Stansberry and I are getting together. We're actually not even talking Iowa State sports right now. I want to talk a little bit about the column that I put out on Monday. There were, we got a great response from the Patreon page that we launched on Monday. And really, I just wanted to educate people more as to where we're at as a company and where we want to be in 3 to 5 years. If you're not aware of it, of what Patreon is their words, not mine, a way for creators to get paid. The goal of that company originally, which is why I like them, they want guys like Jared and me to be able to focus more on actually, you know, creating content for you guys and covering the Cyclones. We don't have a big corporation behind us. This is completely independent. Anything that goes wrong with the site, I mean, Cyclone Fanatic, our business is paying for, et cetera. And we want to be able to do this in 5 years. We want to keep this thing rolling. And you know, I'm looking at the current climate, the business world. We're fine. We're not going under. I don't want to put that out there. However, our site keeps getting bigger. And because of mobile devices and whatnot, we keep getting paid less. And it's not of our control. So this is kind of where we're at today. So Jared and I just kind of thought we'd go 15 minutes and discuss this, hopefully answer some questions, and maybe some of you out there who are, you know, interested in this will actually maybe enjoy and learn something in this podcast. Jared, what's up?
What's up, man? So I guess the first thing I'd say you should expand on more is what is it that has made it so third-party ads are so much are not creating as much revenue, and why is it that the mobile ads are not creating as much revenue as the desktop ones?
So first of all, you have to explain to somebody what a third-party ad is.
Okay.
A third-party ad is not Fairway.
Yeah.
It's not Iowa Clinic. It's not
Heartland Flags.
It's not Mr. B's. Mm-hmm. Heartland Finishes. It's nothing like that. A third-party ad is essentially, so we put a code in from Google or from USA Today or any of our partners like that, and ads appear. We don't control it. It's a way for, you know, to monetize a website. This is tried and true. It's been around for a decade. And there's a lot of reasons that it's gotten to be this point. A lot of it is Google has such a monopoly on the market. It's another one where, you know, as a consumer, I look at it and I go, well, how did the mobile thing sneak up on people? It's the industry hasn't really figured out how to monetize mobile yet. With a desktop computer, I mean, you've got spots for 5 or 6 ads on there that are very, they're eye-popping. You see them. You can't help but see them. Mobile really isn't that way. Everything is smaller, and it's not, you know, It's not as lucrative at this point. I think that'll change at some point. There's got to be a way. Otherwise, you know, the industry's – I just can't imagine that they don't figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. So
it's kind of confusing. Like I can find myself – I swim in this every day.
Yeah.
So
I know you do.
I can talk over
people
who – And the whole point of this podcast is I want to educate people as to why we're asking for the Patreon model. I'll give you a stat. When we started this site, our tech costs per month were like $500-$600 a month, and now it's over like $2,500. That's just to have Cyclone Fanatic running, and that doesn't account for paying any of our employees.
So is that? Is that just because of the servers? We had to have bigger servers and have to have a
more secure.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
new technology. For instance, last week, I mean, we went to a 100% secure server for the first time ever. You know, that costs money. We have invested heavily, tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even hundred. I don't know. I had to add it up in website upgrades over the years. And we've tried for so long to keep it from affecting our users. We wanted, you know, advertisers to in turn pay for it, and then they get in return the advertising, right? And we've done that well, and we're still doing that. We're not, again, I want to reiterate this. We're not going under. But we have to do something to better position ourselves for 2-3 years from now.
Yeah.
And I think that's creating different forms of revenue to keep the site going.
Right. That's exactly what I was just going to say. And I think that, you know, some people might see this and it's like, oh my gosh, Cyclone Fanatic, they're in so much trouble. But that's not what it is.
No.
You know, it's just you have to have more than one way to make money. You can't have all your eggs in one basket. You got to diversify a little bit.
That's exactly right. And I think this model too, I think this model is going to continue. You'll see it in cable and satellite TV someday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I don't know when. You're already seeing it with the cord cutters. I mean, it's the a la carte. I've said this from day one. It's the a la carteization of America. And that's why I think Cyclone Fanatic and sites like ours have been popular, because people want their niche, right?
Right.
If you're a Chicago Bulls fan, you usually don't go to ESPN.com to get Bulls information.
Right.
You go to your Bulls source, whoever that is. If it's the Chicago Tribune, if it's a Bulls blog, if it's whatever. I'd like to think, I hope, because this is what we've been working on for 8 years, that if you're an Iowa State fan, you come to Cyclone Fanatic. That's your first stop. Maybe there's other fine outlets out there, but that's what our goal is to be that number one spot. And you know, while our expenses have exponentially gone up, I can tell you that as far as those third party ads go, we make like 1/6 of what we used to.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like 90% of our readers were on desktop. Now like 40% of them are. So we just got to figure it out, and we will. We have a lot of great local advertisers. We're not going to go away from that. That's not what slows your computer down. You know, our Iowa Clinic ads, and those are, and I think most of our audience likes seeing those because it's local, and we're going to continue to focus on that and our podcasts and getting those sponsored. And I'll tell you what, this is a great opportunity too. If somebody's out there and if you want to be a patron, that's great. We'd love advertisers too.
Yeah.
And I think that we have a good track record too. If you want to talk to our advertisers, I think that our company because of that niche, our people really feel like they're one with the advertisers, and they really work hard to support those people who keep Cyclone Fanatic free.
Well, I think another thing that we need to kind of reiterate is that, you know, if people like what we're doing already, if you want us to be able to do more and to be able to keep making what we're doing even better, then that's why we have to do these kinds of things. We just have to figure out a way to not really like expand, but at the same time, just be able to take steps forward.
Ideally,
does that make
sense? Absolutely. And I would love to expand.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for someday for us to be traveling and covering road football games. I would like to, you know, cover every Iowa State sport in some capacity.
Yeah.
All that, you know, I get every year, it just never fails. I get a couple emails from, in the past, it's been wrestling fans or a volleyball fan, like, why don't you ever cover that? Well, here's the deal. Like, we pay people.
Mm-hmm.
You're a professional. Rob's a like, people have wages. And if we're going to pay somebody to cover wrestling, it has to get read.
Yeah.
People haven't read about wrestling. Now, we're hoping that with the coaching change that maybe
that'll change. Yeah.
I hope. I hope that's the case. But if it's not, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to go down that road at this point. But we just, because of the independence of our company, there's a good and a bad part of that. The good part of that is we have the freedom to do moves like this on a whim. The negative part is, you know, if we need a change on the site, I can't just
do it.
I can't just go across the hall.
Yeah.
Like at Gannett to the one of their in-house developers and say, hey, this needs done. It's challenging. It's one of the reasons I like this job. It's very frustrating sometimes, but I like it too, because Like, dude, I've had to learn so much about the technical aspect of this, and I'm still a puppy. I still don't know. I don't know crap when it comes to this stuff compared to the people who do know it. But I've had to, you know, we've had to just evolve on our own. I don't, that's the one thing I think that our current group, and Matt and Jason and Brian and me, when we all got into this together, the one thing I do think we underestimated was the technical aspect of this.
Yeah.
And we're there. We have really good partners. The Audentio guys in Chicago have been awesome. Sam Jadali, out in California, is a Waukee native. Without him, I would have gone crazy 5 years ago. He's completely cleaned up all of our security and the server stuff, and he's just been absolutely fantastic for us. But
I think that
all those are people we hire out for.
Yeah, and I think that there's some people that probably don't realize that, you know, a place like a place like 247 or a place like the Des Moines Register or something like that. The guys that do what technically would be like our job title, they go cover the games and they write their stories, and that's pretty much it.
Correct.
And, you know, there's not the being on the forums and trying to, like you said, work out the bugs with the site and all that kinds of stuff. It's just, there's a lot more to it for us being an independent company where it's just,
correct,
for you and me are pretty much the only two full-time employees. And then there's Adam and then Rob, you know, and then the owners, and like that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, it comes with challenges and it comes with its rewards too.
Right.
I think that because of that, our people are very loyal to us. And I appreciate that. And that's the point of this. I want to just, for you guys out there who are listening, I want you to understand where we're at, what we're doing, why we're doing it. And again, we want to continue to provide an awesome product. And that's why we're asking for whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $5 or 20, whatever you want to give.
Right. And if it's nothing, I have one guy email me, and if he's listening, I've probably got 50 emails I need to respond to. But he said, I just got married. I just graduated. I can't give anything right now, but I will. And that's fine. Like, if you can't give anything, like, everybody has heart. We get it. Like, and that's why we're doing it this way. We still want you here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not
going to turn anyone away.
We're not putting up a paywall.
Right.
We're not doing anything like that. So, again, if you could go and read that article, I think that this podcast really explains a lot of it, but it's there in writing. And we'll have some buttons all over the site, some Patreon buttons and whatnot. It's a cool – a lot of people have asked this too. I've gotten this a lot. Like, why is there a way to do like a once a year or through PayPal? Yeah, I will come up with a PayPal solution for you guys. The reason we went with Patreon is because they only take 5% of
the revenue.
Of the donation.
Yeah.
Whereas I believe PayPal – at one point, PayPal was 12. I think it's at 10 now. I'm not sure exactly. But this is a better model for a company like us. But we do have PayPal. We do have a Cyclone Fanatic PayPal site. And we'll get all that set up as well for those people who have asked for that option. And then later on in the summer, my goal is to come up with some sort of a premium aspect of the site. Want to be careful when you use the word premium. We're not going to charge for content or anything like that. We're not going to have a premium message board. This will be like, hey, if you want to spend X amount, then you can have zero ads. If you want to spend X amount, you can get these extra emojis or like buttons. We've got a lot of options like that. You can get this badge on your profile or little things like that that may not mean a lot, but you're still supporting us. And I believe that is all set up through PayPal. All that premium stuff will be through PayPal.
I think that it's only been up for one day, but 142 patrons right now. I think that just goes to show, you know, we talk a lot about how this is a community. Actually, we're up to 143 as I just refreshed. But I think it just goes to show that this really is a community, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot of sites out there where the majority of the conversation is hating each other. Mm-hmm. I like to think that we're not like that. It's Cyclone Fanatic.
No, it's you know, though, from time to time.
After, maybe in the cave once in a while.
After a tough loss or on the political forums. But no, it's a good group. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into too many details, but I I've had some opportunities to leave over the years, and I won't. I just good opportunities too, mm-hmm. and I love the people on our site. My wife and I are, we love being around Iowa State. There's the challenge of being the little guy, being the little man syndrome has really, I've really thrived.
Yeah.
I was about ready, Jared, when I was at my second year at KMA. I was starting to take tests and apply for law schools. Like, I was just about ready to get out. Not because I didn't love it. I always wanted to do the Iowa State thing. But it was more, you know, Paul was at the rival site and he had been there forever. I'd already been up and down the scout thing and gotten, I didn't want to go down that road. 247 didn't really exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a newspaper guy. It's different now.
Yeah.
I think I could probably work at a newspaper, but the business was different back then. Newspapers didn't want to touch a guy like me because I was a quote-unquote internet guy or whatever. Couldn't get a job. Like, I got – the Ames Tribune didn't want to hire me. I got turned down by the freaking paper in Newton. They didn't hire me. And, like, I had this, like, fire under me, like, when I had this opportunity, and I was like, I want to shove it up their butt. I want to shove it up there. Like, I was mad.
Yeah.
And I like that aspect of what we're doing here. It's not really like that anymore. I've come to, you know, I'm a lot more chill than I was at the ripe age of 25. But there's something special about what we have, and we wouldn't do it without – we couldn't do it without all of our really super loyal users who are out there.
And we're here to kick some ass.
Take names.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, it's good to have you back too, man.
I'm glad you didn't go to law school, dude. I'll say that. Because I don't know where I'd be if you had.
I'm glad I didn't go either. That's assuming I would get into one.
Yeah,
I passed the test, but I hadn't really gotten to the application process yet.
Yeah, that's like I said, I'm glad you didn't go to law school.
I was either gonna do that or go back and like try and become a journalism
professor.
Yeah. Which that would've
Well, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for Cyclone Fanatics, so.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. It's I'd be a liar if I said these weren't stressful times, but
yeah,
we'll get through it. We always do.
We'll be good.
Yep. And again, we wanted to just thank everybody. We wanted to explain where we're at, what's going on. I wanted to also, and most importantly, because I've had a lot, and maybe the tone of my email was too melancholy. Was it?
Your column?
Yeah, my column.
Because
a couple people seemed really like concerned that we were gonna like shut down the doors.
Oh no, I mean,
and we're not doing that.
I think the thing, like I said, it's just it as much as anything, it's needing to diversify.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I think that's the best word to use to explain what's happening.
Yeah, that's a really good word. It's like your stock portfolio.
Exactly. You gotta have
you don't want to put everything in technology or everything in energy. You got to spread it out a little bit.
Right.
Here, me getting back on the stock market again. All right. Good stuff. Podcast wise, Jared's going to start doing the Saturday podcast with me.
Yeah.
That went over really well.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm excited.
Everybody was fired up about that.
I like that because I think we're going to have some options to do some different things. Maybe.
Big time. Yeah. No,
we can finally come on here and talk about Ja Rule. Saturdays are good times to talk about Ja Rule and DMX, even though it's been not very good days for those guys.
Those are really two interesting guys that you just picked out there.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a week for those guys. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. You have no idea how hard it is for me to come and ask for donations. It made me sick to my stomach having to post that yesterday. But I do appreciate you guys understanding. And I'm not kidding, man. I've not gotten one negative comment.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything
not
either.
Not one negative comment. And if you have negative comments, you've kept them to yourself, which we appreciate. He's Jared. I'm Chris. Have a great week, guys. We'll be back with more pods later.